رسولا حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله لا إله إلا الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذين إذا أنفقوا لم يسرفوا ولم يكن بين ذلك قواما صدق الله العظيم وصدق على رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين Honorable Ulama, respected Huffaz, my elders and brothers, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We begin with the praises of Allah Rabbul Alameen, that Allah who is mine and your soul sustainer, nourisher, provider and protector. May Allah's choicest salutations continue to descend and flow upon our noble master, leader, mentor, our guide and our teacher, Nabiyyu Pak Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected elders and friends, there was once a man who lived 2 kilometers from a river which was the closest water source to his home. So every morning, the man would take 2 buckets and take the 2 kilometer distance to the river, fill his buckets with water, and then undertake the laborer's journey back home. However, there was one problem. Both of his buckets had a hole. Hence, on arriving back home, the man would notice that the buckets were only half full. Now, since this man only possessed these 2 buckets, he was poor. So he did not have an option for him to increase the buckets. Thus what he decided to do, and the most prudent decision, would be for him to plug the leaks. To plug the leaks so that the same amount of effort, he would have more water at home. So he would just plug the leaks, and for the same amount that he is going, he would come back with the same amount of water. Now, respected listeners, the above story might be fictitious, but it demonstrates a pertinent point that applies to most of us today. In these trying times, when the cost of essential goods and services has skyrocketed astronomically, we are undoubtedly living in an age of great challenges, be it political, social, and economic. Politically, we have people openly declaring murder, going against the defiance of law. Economically, we are experiencing an unprecedented surge in the price of food. According to some estimated, cost of food has increased between 28% to 30% in the last 2-3 years. This, together with the increase of fuel, electricity, interest rates, we're talking of a major hike of interest rates next month. This has a devastating effect on the lives of people. Together with trusting in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to look after us and provide for us, each and every person should try to plug the leaks in his bucket. What we need to do? We need to try to plug the leaks in the bucket. You and I know that Allah is our sole provider. And He has given every one of us our bucket. Allah has given every one of us our bucket. That is our decreed sustenance. In fact, long before we came into existence already, long before we came into existence already, our bucket was already decreed. Allah said, this is how much you will earn, and this is how much you will spend. So your bucket was decreed already. The last portion every Friday that we read in the khutbah alludes to this point, that Allah wa inna nafsan lan tamuta hatta tastakmila rizqaha. That a person will not face the certainty of death, or he will not depart from this world until he has not completed his allotted rosy and sustenance. So Allah has given each of us a bucket. Now, since our bucket is pre-decreed by Allah, we cannot increase or decrease the amount in our bucket. However, what we can do, is we can identify the avenues in which we are extravagant and wasteful. And we can curb this unnecessary expenditure, which is putting a strain on many people's finances. In the Quran Majid, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala describes the believers who are His special friends and servants. Allah starts off by saying, وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَانِ. What beautiful words. Allah says, and the slaves of Rahman, the servants of the Most Merciful. And Allah gives a special traits of these special servants of Allah. And from amongst those qualities that Allah describes about His special people and praiseworthy qualities which Allah highlights is their moderation in expenditure. Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا أَنْفَقُوا لَمْ يُسْرِفُوا وَلَمْ يَقْتُرُوا. That they are those who when they spend, they neither extravagant nor they are miserly. And in their spending, there is moderation between the two extremes. The secret of our success lies in our ability to keep a just balance between the two extremes. Do not fall to the glitter of credit, where we buy things we do not need, with money that we do not have, to impress people that we do not know. My respected elders and friends, the Quran says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullah wa dharu ma baqiya min ar-riba in kuntum mu'minin. That, O you who believe, fear Allah and give up what your demands on usury. For indeed, if you are believers, then Allah says, فَأَذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. Why? Because if you are indeed believers, if you do not abstain from credit-bearing interest, taking loans that are interest-based, what's going to happen? Take notice of a war from Allah and His Rasul. And what greater declaration could there be than a declaration of war between Allah and And friends, Allah does not fight with armaments. Allah does not fight with weapons and armaments. Wrath of Allah descends in ways that are impossible to oppose or avert. Murder, fear, crime, bankruptcy are some of the missiles that suddenly shatter our lives when Allah declares war against us. The Nabi of Allah said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when usury and interest and fornication become rampant in a society, people of that community render themselves deserving of the punishment of Allah jalla wa ala. Allah save us, Allah protect us. In another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala advises us to be moderate in our expenditure and warn us of difficulties sometimes that we bring upon ourselves. My friends, Allah says, if we adopt either extreme, wastefulness or miserliness, Allah says, وَلَا تَجْعَلْ يَدَكَ مَغْلُولَةً إِلَىٰ عُنُكِكَ وَلَا تَبْسُطْهَا كُلَّ الْبَسْطِ. And do not keep your hand tied behind your back. That is being miserly and not spending on one's needs and one's family, nor extend it to that level, being extravagant and wasteful, lest you should be sitting reproached and empty-handed. In the blessed hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He encouraged the ummah to be moderate in their spending. The Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the one who is moderate in his spending will never fall into poverty. The one who is moderate in his spending will never fall into poverty. Yet in another hadith, it is a sign of a man's intelligence that he is moderate in his expenditure. Now, in regard to falling into wasteful, extravagant or unnecessary expenditure, in today's time, some of the areas we will touch that we most suffer a loss are the following. Number one is social media. It is an undeniable fact that one of the primary uses of social media is that of advertising. If you open any page of social media, be it Facebook, be it Instagram, be it whatever it is, primarily what is it used for? I don't know much about it because I don't have this type of apps on my phone. But if you ask the mothers and sisters, Instagram is full up with advertisements. Facebook is full with advertisements. Accordingly, all and sundry use social media to advertise their item. The result of this is that a person who frequents social media is constantly bombarded with advertisements. Suddenly, a product person managed to live without for many years becomes all of a sudden a necessity. You did without it for so many years, but now because that page is coming up all the time, that item is focusing all the time, now all of a sudden you need it. Number two, online shopping. Online shopping. You and I know before the advent of online shopping, remaining at home was one way to avoid shopping and save cash. Is to stay at home, can get a behavior, safer. You stay at home, you save money. The moment you jump in a car, buy is finished. You're already spending money. So you stayed at home, you save money. However, with online shopping, once email inbox is filled with daily deals and app notifications repeatedly pop up notifying a person of some new promotion, thus tempting one to buy something that he does not require. All the time pop-ups, all the time, the latest gadget and the latest creams and the latest cosmetics and the latest perfumes, all the time. First thing you open your emails, take a lot is there. First thing before you say hi, hello and assalamu alaikum, the adverts are already there. Happens, friends, one person mentioned that after Monana, I deleted all the shopping apps, I began to save close to 2,500-3,000 rand a month. Imagine. So what amount of money he was spending on unnecessary expenditure. Then number three, special offers and sales. The marketplace, you know, is a place that entices you to buy. So one of the ways they entice you is that is tempted by sales that are frequently held. What amazes me, these sales are forever there. They never come to an end. So on seeing the sign, 50% reduced. SubhanAllah, a person thinks he's getting a deal and a half. So a person rushes into the store. He convinces himself that if he does not seal the deal, he will lose out. Little does he realize that in order to save 50%, he is first required to spend an extra 50%. So in order to save 50%, you're required to save, and many a time, he merely wants the item because it is on sale, not because he actually needs it. So there comes needs versus wants. And lastly, my friends, how do I tell this? I also enjoy it sometimes. Eating out. Eating out. Many housewives, and perhaps my elders and my mothers at home, my elderly mothers and sisters at home of the past generation will tell you that a simple meal of baked beans and bread or dal and roti can sustain a family of 5 under 100. A simple, and how we enjoy that meal. Really. how we enjoy that meal. In stark contrast to this, exorbitant prices that people pay when ordering food from restaurants sometimes boggles the mind, really. While we're not advocating, I'm not saying you must eat baked beans and lentils every day. Please don't go home and tell the wife that, you know what, you need to make for me baked beans and lentils. I'm not saying you must eat that every day, but we must certainly exercise moderation. Yes, eat out once a while, it's not a problem. But the irony of eating out, you eat out and after 1 hour you're hungry again. After 1 hour, you're pachi buklagi. And that little barkat of hope, Allah, it gives you so much of satisfaction and so much of contentment. We remember when Allah Ta'ala has given us our means due to which we are able to lead a lavish lifestyle, my friends. This is the point that I need to make home. That even if Allah has given us a means due to which we are able to lead a lavish lifestyle at present, it is not guaranteed that to maintain that lifestyle in the future. Always remember this. What Allah has given me now is not a guarantee that I will have the same thing in the near future. We have seen people lose their fortunes in mere moments, after which they were compelled to tighten their purse strings. وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامِ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's system rotates according to days. We have seen people who were poor, Allah had given them wealth. We've seen generations whom Allah had blessed with immense wealth. In 1-2 generations, their empires were gone. My friends, at this challenging time, when the standard of living has to be lowered, many of their families fell into depression, etc., as they were not accustomed to leading a simple lifestyle. The nature of man is that he is prone to look at those who have more than him. And this creates and breeds a sense of deprivation and discontent. The Nabi of Allah said, if there was such a thing as a bad omen, if there was, there is no such thing as a bad omen, but if there was such a thing as a bad omen, it would have been in 3 things. Your conveyance, your house, and woman. Listen to this. If there was a bad omen, it would have been in 3 things. Your mount, your conveyance, your house, and woman. What this really means is that your car, your house, and the beauty of your woman, the beauty of your spouse and your wife, naturally catches the eye. It naturally catches the eye. These 3 things are part of حُبُّ الشَّهَوَات, which is called in from the inner desires and carnal of men. They therefore naturally breed a sense of deprivation, which leads to jealousy, which in turn leads to attracting all forms of harm your way. Therefore, if we raise our children in an environment of extravagance and accustom them to this wasting wealth that Allah has given us, we are doing our children a great disservice. Tomorrow we don't know what destiny holds. None of us know what our children's destiny holds. Our day, our daughters are married and leave our homes. If their husbands are unable to cater for their expensive tastes, it will put a strain on their marriage, which may ultimately result in broken homes. My respected elders and friends, therefore we need to understand that plugging the leaks in our buckets is not only for our own benefit in deen and dunya, but it is also but for the benefit of our children and our families. Allah has given us this wealth as an amana. Allah has given us this wealth as a trust. Yes, spend on your family. That is the greatest form of sadaqah and charity. And thereafter, be prudent and realize that, oh Allah, what you have given me, in excess of that, let me invest my money in avenues that will be of benefit for me in the akhirah, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with contentment. And may Allah assist us to curb all wasteful an extravagant expenditure. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah. Brothers are also reminded of the beautiful ways that we can really expend our expenditure is spending in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what a better way to spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where the returns are so great. And here there is no 50%, here is 100% guaranteed returns. 100% guaranteed returns. So humble effort for the brothers to donate generously, inshallah. So. الذي لم يزل ولا يزال حيا قيوما عالما قديرا مدبرا سميعا بصيرا ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وأكبره تكبيرا ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله الذي أرسل إلى الناس كافة بشيرا ونذيرا صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فيا أيها الناس إن لكم معالم فانتهوا إلى معالمكم وإن لكم نهاية فانتهوا إلى فإن العبد المؤمن بين مخافتين بين أجل قد مضى لا يدري ما الله قاض به فليتزود العبد من نفسه لنفسه ومن حياته لموته ومن شبابه لكبره ومن دنياه لآخرته فوالذي نفسي بيده ما بعد الموت من مستعتب ولا بعد الدنيا دار إلا ولا بعد الدنيا دار إلا الجنة أو النار وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ليس الغنى من كثرة العرض ولكن الغنى غنى النفس وقال تعالى والذين إذا أنفقوا لم يسرفوا ولم يقتروا وكان بين ذلك قواما صدق الله العظيم وصدق على رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله عنه وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله عنه وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله عنه وأقطاهم علي رضي الله عنه الصحابة رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخيرهم في قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر من نصر الدين اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين وأصلح ذات بينهم وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك وغضبك من سخطك وغضبك والنار اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغارا اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين والحمد لله رب العالمين أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون أقم الصلاة Let's ensure our steps are straight, shoulder to shoulder with our heels in line. try to fill in the gaps. There's still some place here in the masjid. Try to stand as close as possible, ensuring all the gaps are filled.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الله الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون ما أريد منهم من رزق وما أريد أن يطعمون إن الله هو الرزاق ذو القوة المتين فإن للذين ظلموا ذنوبا مثل ذنوب أصحابهم فلا يستعجلون فويل للذين كفروا من يومهم الذي يوعدون الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله الله أكبر الله أكبر الله الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين قل هو الله أحد لله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد الله سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر
আল্লাহ السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله استغفر الله استغفر الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك وغضبك والنار اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار اللهم أجرنا من النار اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الآخرة اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين اللهم ارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغارا اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك وأغننا بفضلك عمن سواك اللهم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.